Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hey.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, putting in the work week after week.
Now, Jeff, when you say deep dive, what are you picturing? Actually, you and Tim. Are you picturing someone diving deep into like a lagoon with a scuba stuff on it? Or like a deep dive, like they've gone way up high and they're diving deep off a platform?
Like a high dive?
Yeah.
Kind of both, because you need that initial height to go down deep.
Gotcha.
I think the visual in my head, 170 something times when Jeff has said that, is actually like it's a guy. Maybe it's Jeff, but I wasn't really focusing on the face. But I picture a guy with a big book, like those big dictionaries they have at the library. Yeah. Open up big, and he's like pouring over it, that type of deep dive. But then there was a little bit of motion, like maybe he's diving, physically diving into the book as well.
Yeah,
but
maybe he's on a ship or something. It's in the library room of a big yacht.
Yeah, we're kind of doing both.
Yeah, we're doing both now.
In a way.
That's good to know. Have you guys ever been snorkeling or scuba diving? I've only been snorkeling.
I have.
Not scuba. I'm not certified, you see.
All right, you get certified. I've been snorkeling and I love it. I'd love to see all the fish down there.
I went snorkeling once and there was a wreck.
Really?
I think this was off the coast of the Bahamas, but like Abaco, I want to say. This was like when I was
Avatar.
Avatar on Pandora. No. There's a boat that had sunk and it had been there for a while and they just kind of kept it as a snorkeling tourist attraction. Mm. So it's covered in barnacles and moss and stuff, but you get to feel like you're sort of going through the Titanic or something.
Yeah.
Ooh. But the crazier one was we had the Fun Saver underwater cameras.
Yeah.
You know, like the.
Yeah.
But it had a plastic shell.
Sure.
So I was taking photos underwater. And my dad and I were like, what's that over there? It looks like a jellyfish, but it's upside down. And wouldn't you know, it was like this upside down half circle with all these tendrils coming out of it. Like, this is a very confused jellyfish or something. We get closer. Turtle shell poached, gutted, entrails spilling up into the water.
Oh, disgusting.
No. Sad.
Sad.
Very sad.
But I took a picture of it. Yeah, it was sad.
I think everybody in that era took a waterproof and a plastic case Insta camera down to Florida.
Yes,
I know we did.
It's sad when you see a turtle who's been murdered because, you know, turtles live long lives. So it's not like he was going to die the next day anyway. He could have lived 80.
Right.
Yeah. Right. He probably remembers the age of President Grant.
Yeah.
80 years ago. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I went to one time in Kauai. I went to the Queen's Bath people talk about, where it's this natural pool that's formed by the tides in the rocks. Yeah. And there's a bunch of turtles there. Mike, did you go there?
No, I remember seeing it on my looking around at places to go in Kauai, but I didn't go.
It's funny because you're like, oh, this is where these turtles swim. We go watch. And these turtles were getting fucking creamed by the waves. And they were like, wow, they were like upside down and they were like drowning. And I was like, is this what they do all day, every day? They're just here like living in hell. They didn't seem to want to be there.
But they're not getting bashed, are they? They're not getting like bashed against coral.
They're getting bashed and trashed. It was black rocks, like volcanic rocks. And they were like swimming. And then as the tide goes out, it like leaves this pool. But like, I guess during the hours when the tide is coming in or something like that, it's just smashing around.
It turns into a blender for turtles.
They were like hitting their heads on the rocks and be like,
It's so funny to think.
We're drowning.
Think of like an animal, like they work on such instincts to like see one get caught unawares like that. It's so funny. Like, oh shit. Yep. Even though they do it every single day. That's funny.
I agree. It's funny. That's why I told the story, you see.
Just living in fear.
Do they ever pop up on right next to you and go, whew, pretty lucky we got these shells on, huh? Well, going back in. Woo.
You know what actually happened was I was at my luxury hotel. I was in my luxury hotel swimming in the pool, and they came and they watched me and they were like, haha, look how he, you know, flops around in there.
Yeah.
Oh, so, look at his little dick.
Yeah. And I said, no, don't look at my little dick. Leave it unseen.
It's smaller than my tail.
Leave me be.
Leave it unseen.
Leave me be.
Unseen and unspoken of. That's good. What do you feel? Feels like kind of a chill vibe. I feel like I'm in a very tired state. Not even tired. Because we all had the day off of work today.
We're recording early because you requested it. Now you're telling me you're tired.
Yeah, could you imagine if it was later today, though?
Oh, you're right.
You'd be wearing a sleeping cap and blowing out a can.
Jeez.
Now that you mention it, that's good.
No, I'm not tired. I just feel I might not have the highs and the lows in this episode.
It's your low energy Jeb Bush. That's okay.
That's okay for this one.
Mike, you could always get rid of the lows. We don't really need the lows.
Lows, I won't. Yeah, but I'll just maintain this sort of mid level. You know, if this drink is really great, I go, all right, pretty great.
Mike, don't do a level that's mid.
Don't be mid. We have a lot of Gen Z listeners now.
Wait, so what's mid? That's no good.
No, but they don't like mid.
Middle of the road.
Do they like bad?
they prefer bad.
You know, in the 80s, everything was bad. Now it's mid.
Do you ever listen to other podcasts and everyone is?
No.
I kind of really don't either, but when I do.
I stopped when we started ours.
Yeah.
I really did.
I didn't listen to any podcasts like this. I like ones that are like produced, like Switched on Pop or something like that, mm-hmm. or like Serial. I guess I listen to Las Culturistas a lot, and that's very funny, and that's just a riff sesh. But for the most part, I don't listen to pods. And then when I do, everyone is so laid back, and they're like, yeah. And then I'm like, why am I screaming my head off every weekend? Especially then after this, we record our Patreon shows and I'm screaming because I'm tipsy. You don't need to scream.
You got that espresso martini energy coursing through your veins. You need to get it out.
It's so funny when we do these recordings, like any one of my neighbors outside my door is just hearing one end of three different people talking about something stupid and to hear someone be like, wow, wow.
Yeah. To just hear you be like, this is an OA.
Hey, you just hear one side be like, hey, oh, hey, oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ugh. When you listen to your own recordings. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hey, can we get into some booze news, please?
Yeah. I would love that.
Dust. I'm collecting the dust. I'm up to three bags. Do I have five empty bags of my Zaps Voodoo dust? Gather up that dust. Zaps Voodoo Pretzels. Three empty bags of voodoo dust. Dust. Do you have it?
Dust was sent to us by Chris Finke. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Finke is musician now.
Hey, Finke.
Stinky Finke. Hey, if you want to befriend Chris Finke, subscribe to our Patreon. You get access to the Discord, and then you and Finke will be palling around on the internet. Hey, did you like this week's episode? Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, hey, I loved your theme song.
And if you don't like Finke, we can get you a friend that we guarantee you like.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll match you up with just the right person to go on lunch dates with and talk about the latest season of... King of Thrones.
King of Thrones? It was that the King of Queens Game of Thrones mashup they're trying to do
That's
now?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm trying to get that going.
They shouldn't do that.
What's the new Game of Thrones called? It's like House of Dragon? House of the Dragon?
Ugh. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Did you see that viral video the night that that premiered? There was like a video of a building in an apartment building in New York. And you could, that show is so popular that you could see by the lights flashing that like several of the apartments were watching the show.
Yeah, it's like three out of five apartments in this building is watching. And you can tell the way that like they're all flickering in unison. That's cool.
I wish our podcast was like that.
We all had dragon fever back then, didn't we?
I would like the Sloppy Boys to be so popular that if you're listening in your house and you go out to run errands, you can just leave the house and you'd hear it in a car passing by and then a bus and then somebody listening on a boombox and you walk into the store and the store is playing it. So
all the same song or just different songs?
No, no, no. This is a podcast episode, I guess.
Oh.
Or the band. What do you rather?
Probably the band.
I don't like either.
If you had to pick one that blows up.
The band.
Yeah, the band.
Oh, yeah, for sure. By a mile.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, you're right.
There are other things we like doing better than this.
And just like being a podcast that blows up is like, there's another one. That's, I mean, just being a famous band is the most fun thing on earth. Being a famous podcaster is just like you make more money, but you're doing the same fucking shit.
Yeah. Here's the thing. None of us and nobody who has a podcast grew up loving podcasts.
Right.
So there's no wish fulfillment. It's hard to be proud of.
Oh, you're pioneers. You're pioneers now.
Yeah, I guess. We.
There is there's this disconnect. And I think that's the reason, Jay, is like, I've noticed this where first, like say a Joe Rogan gets huge and a Marc Maron gets huge from their podcasts, but they're standups and they want to keep doing standups. So now suddenly their standup tours are bigger and bigger theaters and then arenas and then their specials are popular and stuff like that. But it's not really their standup comedy that got them there, but they just have this big fan base. And I feel like especially in the last couple of years, there are some comics that are like, yeah, hugely popular podcasts with terrible standups, like that are bombing at their own shows, but they're playing to like 10,000 people because they're podcasts where they interview like their friends.
Yeah. It's like, now you can fill the house and bomb.
yeah, exactly. And it's also just like, you're not even working on this material. You're just like, oh, I'm going to go on the road and make some money. But I think that they have it in their minds. Like we were saying, it's like, I'm a standup. So that's what I do. And so I got to do the thing I set out to do.
No, Tim, I'm glad you brought up that stand-up stuff because it segues beautifully into me announcing that I am going to be doing a show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Bottle Rocket, doing an hour of stand-up there, and I'm sure they're going to have some openers for me. February 3rd in Pittsburgh.
Damn.
Bottle Rocket, I'm excited to check it out.
Mike, that is so admirable that you have a fucking hour.
They put French fries on their sandwiches and salads there.
What? Say, hold on, I'm getting two things here. Thank you, Jeff. It's not that admirable. It's just a hour of jokes. I'm working on it. I'm really trying to fine tune something.
And then, Tim, you said something about French fries.
I mentioned French fries on salad.
French fries on salad.
They put French fries on salad there. I've never been. I've always wanted to go. It seems like a cool,
Well, you know, Warhol's from there.
For sure. But, you know, you could also just kind of go down in the coal mines and, get some Carnegie steel. That's what it is. Steel mines. Steel.
Get some of that steel for home. I bet it's cheaper if I get it from the source.
What's steel made out of? You don't just find steel in the ground.
Yeah, it's iron. Cheaper. Steel and iron, I think. I don't know.
Well, hey, hold on. How come on our show, we play the Booze News theme and then we continue to jack off for like 5 minutes and then talk about the Booze News?
I know it's stupid. What's because we already do chit chat at the top of the show and then it's time to get down to business and then we do more chit chat. Fuck. Okay. Well, here's today's Booze News.
I don't mind it. I have some Booze News too.
I have a clip. Jeff, play my clip.
Taylor Swift allegedly has a new favorite cocktail. This what? Is how to make the French Blonde. This drink is very different than her previous go-to, which was a vodka Diet Coke. This one is super sophisticated and delicious sounding. It starts with 3/4 of an ounce of Saint Germain, followed by an ounce of a London Dry Gin, but I have Hendrix, use what you have. 2 ounces of Lillet Blanc, 2 ounces fresh squeezed grapefruit juice, and 3 dashes of lemon bitters if you have them. Let me know what you think of Blondie's new favorite drink.
That was a TikTok.
Wow, that came fast. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't warn you that it was going to be TikTok speed. But Taylor Swift, who we've covered her Lavender Haze Lemonade.
Yeah, dynamite, dynamite. Listen to that. Drink that, folks.
Wait, and what did they just say? That. Her old go-to drink was what? Vodka soda?
Vodka Diet Coke.
Vodka Diet Coke. Oh, that's
just
funny,
sounds brutally utilitarian to me.
But I've been seeing that around, like, even in fact, Saturday night I was at a party and I saw somebody having that. But
yeah, they're doing a T-Swift.
Taylor was recently out, like the Kansas City Chiefs Wags were having a girls' night and they went to a bar in Kansas City and this is what they were ordering. And then the owner reported this, that's what they were drinking. So she's moved on. It sounds good. I like that Saint Germain. It's another pink drink. So it kind of is similar to the Lavender Haze Lemonade, but Saint Germain, gin, grapefruit, Lillet Blanc, lemon bitters. It feels to me a similar vibe. Yeah. It's a little bitter, but pinky and fresh and bright.
What was it called? The something blonde?
Fringe blonde?
French blonde.
French.
Okay. Saint Germain, that's your elderflower liqueur, yes?
Correct the Mundo Day.
Ah, we got that for something.
Yeah, we got that. We got a lot of that. We got that Lillet Blanc. Lillet Blanc.
Yeah, I think this drink like catches on, we should do it. As of now, it's just one viral TikTok. Who knows if people are making it? But I do think it looks like a good drink. So it wouldn't just be a novelty.
Wait, it's a drink for Taylor Swift? Yeah, it's going to go viral.
Yeah, she's actually pretty famous. She did an Eras tour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She did a really good Eras tour because other people have done Eras tours that don't go so well.
No, I did a New Era tour where I was just showing off some of my hats.
So your baseball caps.
Yeah. This one's the Dodgers and it's blue.
This one is the color of the USC Trojans.
Mike, I lost that one.
I know.
I'm pissed. Like a nice maroon and gold Dodger hat. Ooh, that was a good look. I wore it in the fall, you know, sort of a fall color scheme.
Yeah, that was a good look.
But now what do I do? I'm nothing but a hairhead.
I got a tiny bit of booze news. So last night I get home. I'm just having a night in after some errands and such. And I said to myself, I want to have a little bit of a sort of a fun, not a kind of a tiki-ish drink. And I said, but I don't really want to make anything. And then I bought Cran Tropical, Ocean Spray, Cran Tropical, Cranberry Mango, Guava, Orange flavored stuff. And I said, all right, I'm just going to take an ounce and a half, 2 ounces of tequila, mix it with that and put ice. It was delicious.
Oh, I was expecting rum, but yeah, tequila would be good in that too.
I know, not tequila, not tiki, but I was wanting like a fruity margarita.
Yes, that sounds great.
It's Hanford we're talking here. There's going to be something surprising. Like when the tahine teeny happens, you're like, oh, martini with tahine. And then you're like, whoa, olive brine. Oh, lemon juice. Holy shit. And then there's no tahine in the drink. The tahine is only
the
on the rim.
The tahine is around.
Well, anyway, that was an order again for me. But this was such a fun little quick one. Just I need a little something extra besides just a whiskey on the rocks or a beer. Splash, yeah. Splash, done.
Hold on, what's that called? Cran Tropical?
Cran Tropical. It's from the Ocean Spray line. Very good.
Oh, from the guys who brought you a cranberry cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Give it a whirl. Give it a try.
Crave the wave.
Basically, what I'm saying is don't be scared in the cocktail test kitchen. Try it out.
Ooh. I really like that Ocean Spray logo.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Hey, who was cool. The guy who went viral drinking Ocean Spray listening to Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, yeah. Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, Mad Dog?
Mad Dog? Big Dog?
Dogface.
Dogface.
Shout out to Dogface.
That was a funny thing because it's like that video gets big on TikTok. And then now it's he's like, okay, I have a big TikTok account. So I checked in like a month later and he was just like dancing in his kitchen like everybody else.
Yeah, for a while he was drinking Ocean Spray to like other bands from the 70s.
It was, you have to admit, that first video was a whole ass mood.
Oh my God. It was this, just this.
Yeah, that's the tweet. The TikTok.
That's the tweet. That's the TikTok tweet.
When we did the Cape Codder, we learned that Ocean Spray had a funny, they changed their name to Ocean Spray, but it was something like, it was like Massachusetts Municipal Cranberry Farm. very dry name.
Ocean it's like Spray. What like a hipster would make like their bar called like the Portland, Maine Eatery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outpost. Anyway. Let me jump off this subject because I'm not making any sense. Shoot, what were we just talking about? Ocean Spray. Ah, yes. Remember we were talking about the, we had Clamato the other day?
Clamato.
Yes. I started getting, and we were looking up different types of clam juices to look at their labels. I was on some website the other day, a news website, and I saw like a thing for like Maine clam juice. And I was like, oh, what is this? Is this part of the story? I was like, oh no, I'm getting targeted ads for clam juice.
You're a clam freak now, Mike.
Yeah, it's so it seems.
I saw the funniest Instagram ad recently where I hadn't come across this. Have you guys seen some ads that are like AI? There's a lot of trickery in Instagram ads. Sometimes like, there's a thing they'll do where they put Joe Rogan talking about some vitamin, but then they put the subtitles over his lips so you can't tell that, but he was actually talking about something else. But okay. I saw this like weight loss ad. Instagram's trying to body shame me, I guess. But it was, they had taken an interview with John Goodman, or not an interview, I mean, just AI John Goodman was talking about this weight loss thing. And it was very convincing face, very convincing voice, but the copy they had written for him was like, I have used this product and I have lost 100 pounds and I recommend this product.
So that's so funny that the AI has gotten good, but you can still spot it because it's got like phishing grammar.
Right.
You know, like, you read a bogus email, you're like, is this from Facebook or is it? No, it's the grammar's all weird and the punctuation's all weird.
And then you add to the fact that if you take that type of grammar and then you say it all out loud.
Say it all like, out loud. It's all the weirder.
Damn.
It's just the times that we're living in, though. Tech stuff. Anyway, wrap it up.
Yeah, for sure. Up.
All right, is that it for booze news?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Wah!
Wario geek shit.
Wario, for sure, for the win.
Yeah, man.
Was he playing tennis in that one, or golf?
No, he's racing a cart in that one.
Ooh.
Probably got hit by a peel.
Oh, right. From Wario Racers. Right. Mm-hmm.
Wario's Wacky Racers.
Mario's Wario Racers.
All right. Enough shenanigans.
What do you have to get to so much here? What is you have to get to something so important, some topic?
I'm interested in the drink of the day, Mike. You're supposed to be. You're one of the hosts.
I am interested.
Who's got it?
Okay, the drink of the day. I've got it. It's a gin fizz. You've had?
Damn, I don't think so.
You know,
we've had slow gin fizz on this show, right?
And a Collins. How different from a Collins is what I wonder.
Well, this is its eggy cousin, Jeff. That's the thing.
Ooh. Eggy.
Tom Collins was our very first episode. Mm. And here's the interesting thing about that is Tom Collins first popped up in the Jerry Thomas's book, Jerry Thomas from the 1800s, like we were kind of the first big cocktail book guy long before Harry Craddock or Harry McAlone. There was Jerry Thomas in New York. And in our Tom Collins episode, we talked about how the Tom Collins first popped up there. Well, in an updated version a couple years later, I think, in that the very same dude, Jerry Thomas, putting out his book, included the gin fizz. So it's really a very similar drink coming from very similar circumstances. But what we can learn from it is the word fizz is basically a sour with soda. That's a spirit, a citrus, a sugar, and soda. And much like a sour, it can be frothed up with egg white. So that's why this is eggy. But like if you imagine a gin sour and then that's a gin fizz.
Nice.
And there's lots of different. We did the slow gin fizz, which is a take on this. And then the most popular fizz that we will get to someday on this pod is the Ramos gin fizz, which is like kind of a crazy one with cream in it. And you're supposed to shake it for 14 minutes or something like that. But this is the nice, good old fashioned OG gin fizz. And it was formerly on the IBA list. And for some reason, they updated every year and this one got the boot. and some other fizzes are on there. So our recipe we're using is from liquor.com. Nice straightforward recipe. And it is 2 ounces of gin, 1 ounce lemon juice, joie de limon, freshly squeezed, 3/4 ounce simple syrup, 1 egg white, which is about 1/2 ounce, club soda to top, about 1 ounce. Oh, interesting. And here's the steps. Add the gin, lemon juice, and simple syrup and egg white to a shaker and vigorously dry shake. Now, a dry shake is when you do it without the ice. 15 seconds to combine those ingredients and get the egg all
worked in. I can't remember when we've done that last.
Yeah, we did do that for something.
And it's usually for an egg drink.
Yeah.
Because you just don't want the cubes to get in the way of the mixing. So then after 15 seconds of your dry shake, add 3 or 4 ice cubes, shake vigorously until well chilled, double strain into a chilled Collins glass and top with club soda. So I don't think you're putting cubes in your Collins glass. I think this is going, getting strained, and it's just a frothy thing in a Collins glass. And then you top with an ounce of soda.
Collins glass. Okay. That's like a long,
like a high
glass. Yeah. I don't think I have one of those, but it's exciting.
Well, Jeff can probably use his pomegranate juice glass. Yeah.
my palm, wonderful palm tea glasses. I still use it. I got 2 of them. They serve me well. All right, folks, we're going to go make these.
This looks good. I'm excited.
Yeah. We're going to go make these drinks. And then when you guys listen to the ads, of course, unless you're plunking down $10 on the Patreon, and we'll be back after this.
Ooh, what kind of gin you guys using?
Seagram's.
Tanqueray.
Nice.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back, gin fizzes. Whoa, I bit my cheek there. Gin fizzes in hand.
Gin fizzes. I ended up putting mine in a coupe. Oh,
not a great yield off this thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to, I guess we need smaller glasses. Jeff, you were shaking and futzing for so long that my drink separated, but it's supposed to be all frothed up altogether. Not
mine
just
separated too. Shit, fuck. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Sips.
Yeah.
I'm frothing.
Oh, boy, that's good.
It's a bubbly sour.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
An eggy Tom Collins.
He likes it. Mikey likes it.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, I was afraid to add too much because it said to top. And this thing was only half full with cocktail coming out of the shaker.
Yeah, and then it said like to top it with 1 ounce.
And like, well, like 1 ounce. So
yeah,
I just did like a big ounce.
I think this would be better in a rocks glass.
It feels like you could leave the cubes. I think leave the cubes in there. Why did we take the cubes out? They're so futzy with the ice.
Because it's a nice sound. Mm-hmm. And to get the foam and the ice, you get that clonk. They sort of clonk around. Like they don't clink like a normal right. ice cubes. They clonk because of clonk. The foam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clonk, yeah.
When I was doing my dry shake, my cocktail shaker burst open. Like it created the egg and the seltzer created so much Whoa. Pressure that it popped off and spilled.
In your hands?
All my hands, and it dripped all the way down to my testicles, my penis. I got some on my anus.
No, I mean
it trickled up. Down and around?
Yeah. And then it went down under and then started going back up.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is okay. starting to remind me of Nasty World, that movie that never got made, Nasty World, where gravity works in a U-shape.
If you drop poker chips, they go up your butt.
Poker chips only.
If you drop something, it goes up your rectum.
That's too bad over there in Nasty World.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's happened to me before where I've shaken a drink, poured it out, and then just put the cap back on.
Yes.
And then it'll just like, ping, it'll shoot the top off. I'm like,
Yeah, because it's still like fizzing and carbonating in the or something in there. Yeah,
something to do with like the cool and the, I don't know.
If you put the cap back on the shaker, I'll go sit down and like 5 minutes into a movie, I hear ping, pong, ping, pong.
Yeah. Ah, they're shooting at us.
I'll tell you what, my egg white, my eggs, I must have got the eggs with extra white.
Really?
Tiny little yolks.
This recipe was saying egg white. Yeah, that's half an ounce of egg white per egg. Mm-hmm. Ounce and a half over here.
Whoa, that's a big. That was a big yolk.
I had to discard some white.
No,
little, and the yolks were like little jelly beans.
you look over the
carton,
the ad chicken that laid the eggs, and they're like, sorry.
Sorry.
What happened to you?
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm kind of weird.
Oops, all whites.
I've only ever made small jelly bean sized yolks. How big's the shell? Basketball.
Okay. How often are chickens laying eggs because of it?
Every day.
On the daily.
That's kind of that's more, if an egg is a menstrual period, then that's a pretty fast cycle, I guess. But isn't it funny that like eggs in chickens in a coop, I'm picturing like eggs falling out and the farmer's running around grabbing all the eggs. But you feed a chicken all day, you house a chicken all day, he makes you one fucking egg.
Wow. I'm seeing here, under ideal conditions, chickens will lay an egg once every 24 to 26 hours. So you really only get one egg. I thought it was going to be what you were saying. It's like a crop of eggs.
So they should be more expensive.
Yeah, like what they do in the cartoons. I was like,
everyone's complaining about egg prices, but I'm thinking when I buy a dozen eggs, that was a team of 12 chickens working around the clock for a whole day.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that nuts?
Working their feathers to the bone.
I pay $3.99 for that.
If they don't, you know, get rid of the, if they don't give any eggs, you know what happens to them?
Oh boy.
They end up in your buffalo chicken dip.
Oh no. If I'm paying $3.99 for 12 chickens for a 24 hour shift, I don't think they're getting union wages.
Yeah, well, they're not union workers.
I shouldn't support them.
They're feather-brained.
These chickens need to unionize. It's up to the workers.
But yeah, that is nuts to think, you know, you've seen the chickens, those shots of those big coop houses with all chickens, and it's like terrible living conditions. And yeah, it's just to get those eggs, huh?
Man, I eat a lot of eggs, too.
Yeah, weird.
I'm like at least two a day on eggs.
Weird, really? Weird food, the egg. Weird food, the egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
As he sips his gin fizz with a wry smile on his face.
As he licks the froth from his lips.
It is funny that eggs are like, they're a very common thing. Jeff eats two a day. And they're cheap, but then like they are like, oh, you know, there's like food porn where it's like, oh, when you have the ramen and the egg, and when you cut into that jelly yolk and it spreads, and I agree that that is great, and egg is fantastic in ramen and thickens up the broth, but it is like you put an egg on a burger and people are like, oh, there's an egg on the burger. You put an egg on top of some like loaded fries and be like, there's egg on the fries.
Yeah, you're right.
You put an egg on a birthday cake. Oh my God.
Who ruined the cake?
The first time I saw an egg on a burger, I was like, whoa, that's interesting. And then the next 400 times I was like, can I hold the egg? I don't need that. I don't need it.
Yeah, it is kind of not much going on.
It turns it into a juicy Lucy. Like is this thing going to squirt at me?
Nasty.
You know what I don't like? We're talking about like fetishizing food. There's this thing that food influencers do where they like split the sandwich open toward the camera and they show the inside of it. And it's always like, oh, and it's just like gross.
And
those, me out.
And they're like black in the black kitchen gloves.
Oh, yeah, I guess that.
Like I see those all the time. Like those are kind of cool. And you take a big knife and chop it open and open it up. Like
I don't know. Like my beloved Cafe Los Feliz burrito. Somebody blew up that spot. Some dumbass.
Oh, but there's a line there every day, dude. It's crazy.
Oh, really?
Dude,
oh,
man. This fucking guy ruined it, man.
Since that article came out, there's like in the weekend, it's crazy. But today I was walking past and there was a line at the door and I even heard somebody say, geez, there's a lot more people there than usual. Like, it's amazing. You could just turn a good restaurant, but not a hot spot, could just turn into a hot spot. And on Hillhurst, there already is Maru Coffee and All Time. There are long lines. Now it's all lines.
When I was walking to my haircut and you snapped a picture of me from across the street.
Yeah. And texted it to you.
Where were you? You were at Alcove? Just on foot? You just walking?
I was just on foot coming home from Albertson. So I was on the other side of the street, but I saw a duddy. I zoomed in, snapped a pic and texted it to him.
And Jeff, you were on your way to a haircut?
Yeah, I was walking to a haircut.
Good. Wow.
I sent you an audio message and I said, walking somewhere, Jefferson?
Yeah.
You think you can get that past me?
Clip clop, eh, Jeff?
Little right left action over there, huh?
Hoping it. Yeah, good way to get around the sidewalk.
Spotted.
What is that coyness? Like, what's that emotion that's happening there? You're walking. You thought that you could walk without me knowing.
Maybe your friends spotted you.
Well, see, Tim and I, we sort of keep the streets safe. We're sort of out there. We got the street beat. We know what's going on. You're not going to sneak anything by us. Nobody's going to get a haircut without Tim knowing.
I'm going to know. And then I saw you later that night and your hair was short. And I was like, I know how this happened.
I
know.
Like, I put A and B together, baby. No, but I walked by Maru and I know Maru's like a hot spot where people will like line up and sit on the stoop of like the neighboring building to even get a flat white or whatever they do. Mm-hmm. This was the biggest line I've ever seen for Maru. It was like 50 people. Is it normally like that?
Yeah, it's normally.
I think it was a weekend or something. Like, why was it so bad?
I think that the thing with Maru specifically is that they wouldn't call that bad. I think the line is a scene, man. You put on your streetwear, you hit the line, you're talking, hey, are you in line? Yeah, I'm in line, man.
Yeah, I'm in line, but I got my streetwear.
I saw a sketch on Instagram, like someone said, like, you know, like that person who's in line at Maru, it's the line is that famous.
Damn. I had a funny thing happen recently where.
Wait, before you do this, I gotta call out Maru because that's been a couple places. That used to be a gelato place. That used to be another coffee place. And you used to go wait inside. Mm. The line to the register was COVID. Inside the building. And now, COVID. Like, they've really turned this thing. Yeah, because of COVID. Now it's like a club. Now it's like the line is part of the draw. Like, look how many people want this coffee.
Yeah. Mm. The line is the thing.
Open the club, bottle full of bub. Mm. A couple days ago, or a couple months ago, a friend of mine was telling me about this steak spot that he had found. He said, oh, this place is great. I took my wife there. Very nice. I forget the name of the place, but it was in Park Slope. And it was, he's like, very simple menu, easy menu. steak there. No one was there. It was such a good steak for the price. You gotta go. But I'm actually trying not to tell people about it so it doesn't blow up, because this place is that good. So great. So our buddy Ben Axelrad comes to town. I said, I heard about the steak place. We go. It was probably the worst dining experience I ever had.
Wow.
The steak was awful. They brought me red wine that was just like, tasted like it was out of like a box or something. And like, no one was in there except for like one other table. And our waiter didn't get to us for so long. It was just like one thing after the other was like worse than the next.
Bad service thing is funny when you're with a friend and you're sort of like trying to have fun, and then as it goes on you're like, this is not a good time.
It's like, if this would just come, we could all just move on.
I'm impressed hearing Mike Hanford say that a wine wasn't good. Listen to this guy, he's a sommelier over here.
Yeah, really, where were you at Frank Family Vineyards, Mike? We could have used you.
You're like, what is this, good or bad? We need Mike. The wine stuff for me is always like, I can tell if someone gives me a good glass of wine or type of wine, said this is good wine, I taste it, go, ooh, that is good. And if someone tells me it's like, now try this bad one, I can be like, yes, that's horrible. Yeah. But like, I can tell like the major swings of each.
How was your steak bad? In what way?
It was really small. It was like a small, flat, like skirt steak kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
That's good if you're on the go.
And it was just like so chewy. And I didn't even order it, you know, medium well, as I've been doing lately. I was like medium rare. And it was just like way overdone. And the sides were like, you know, when you've got a side and you just kind of, you just fucking spice it to death.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's what this was.
Whew. Damn. Hmm. Oh, Mike, I'm so sorry to hear that. You had a bad steak experience.
Well, it's just funny to be like, I'm not even going to tell people about this because it's so good. You're like, good, don't tell anybody about
it. You went recently? You went with Ben?
Like a couple months ago, yeah.
Oh, okay. And it was just you and Ben, or you went with somebody else?
Just me and Ben.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. I think this drink would be good with that that Lavender Haze gin we got. The
Empress. It'd be a good look.
The purple. Yeah. The Empress. The purple.
The purple.
Light purp.
You know what? This also, because we're doing gin, lemon, this has been, in recent weeks on the show, I've really come around on gin and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a gin guy when we started this.
Pretty nice little combo.
Every version of the gin lemons.
And I agree.
If it were me making this again for round two, mm-hmm, I might even put a little fucking, what's that purple shit we all love?
Chartreuse?
No, come on, Mike.
Chambord.
Yeah, imagine a little Chambord in there. Huh?
Ooh.
Counter that sour lemon with a little sweet berry.
I like it.
I agree with you on the gin lemon thing. It's like the gin, like a gin and tonic is great, and a Tom Collins is great. It's weird they're not even more popular, and I feel like bartenders love gin because I feel like gin was the big one in like the Prohibition era. So I feel like, mm-hmm, anytime you tell if you're at a cocktail bar and you tell a bartender like, ooh, make me something, just make me something good or whatever, like let them choose, they're always giving you gin.
Make me something good.
They don't want to do a whiskey cocktail because whiskey is just like, you buy good whiskey and you drink good whiskey, but gin is the kind of the basis of a lot of the cocktails.
You're saying on its own, whiskey's just a drink, but gin needs a little help.
I mean, I've never in my whole, I love gin. I have never once had a gin on the rocks or a gin neat, nor will I.
Nobody does.
Well, that's why it was so funny to me when, who was it? Lil Thrilla and Dr. Benedicto.
Oh, yeah. Remember, right? They wanted to.
We came across one of their songs and there was a break in the middle that said, everybody take a shot of gin.
Yeah. It's just those,
And like, you don't think of gin as a shooter. You think of whiskey as a shooter.
Those guys are off on a lot of stuff, though. You know, a lot of things they do are just a little off.
They're weird. Yeah.
You don't shoot gin, but it is the basis for a lot of, real cocktails, storied cocktails. Mm-hmm.
Everybody take a shot of gin.
That the bartender appreciates. And for the record, I hope we don't ever hear from those guys again.
I mean, we haven't in maybe 2 years in the last 2 years, but there's, I certainly hope they don't pop up.
I wonder if they've run out of ideas or if they just don't have time to work on stuff. I don't know.
I hope they don't have time.
A lot of time when people, you don't see people popping up, it's because they're actually working on a thing and they're busy.
Right.
A lot of my favorite Instagram comedians. Yes. Because when, think of your favorite comedians on Instagram, you're like, oh, every day I watch this funny video, and then suddenly they start getting jobs and no more free content. They're staffed up.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with me and Lily Singh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's back on YouTube.
She's back. Guess who's back? In Z-Way.
They're all back on YouTube, folks. YouTube, it's where it's at.
YouTube is where the tube is for you.
I liked Chet Hanks on Z-Way. I like Chet Hanks.
Yeah, sure.
Chet Hanks is good.
You love Chet Hanks.
He's probably my favorite Hanks.
No.
Yes.
Over Tom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Tom. Oh.
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, I forgot about
and Colin.
I forgot about Tom.
I always thought it was just Colin and Chet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their dad was, they've got a Nepo dad.
You know
Nepo
what?
Dad.
I think Tom Hanks was in one of my dreams last night.
Oh, was it a big dream?
Yeah. Was it a toy dream?
was it a nightmare where you would like just cast it away? Just cast it away.
Stop this. Not one more reference to a film title that he was in.
Okay. We'll end it and Jeff and I'll just go to a bachelor party we have scheduled.
That's it. We're going to go make round two and they've listened to the ads.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. Bye, folks. The bear, you're going to get the fire.
Oh, I thought you poked the hive. You bull, you get the thorns.
Yeah, you poke the bull, get the thorns.
You poke the hive, and then you get the bees.
Yeah, poke the hive, get a bee.
One bee.
One poke, one bee, one sting. For thee.
All right, see you, folks. We're going to make round two.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're back with round two. Sorry, it took forever. These kind of do take a while, huh?
Yep. Oh, Jeff, yours is shampooed it up.
Well, here's the thing. It kills me to say. Out of Chambord.
Oh,
sad.
Out of.
What did you scramble with?
Out of creme de moor.
What about cassis?
I had some cassis.
Thank God.
My least favorite of the three, but It's good. I put an ounce in there and I put it on the wet shake, not the dry shake. I didn't want to get in the way of the froth.
Smart. It looks kind of like a Jamba Juice you got going on there.
Yeah, I also put a protein boost.
Jeff! In a cocktail?
I did Jamba Juice. Nah, yeah, should have been an immune boost.
Mine is CBD boosted.
Sips? Did you do anything different?
I did the same thing, but the same drink as round one, but I was curious about the dry shake, so I didn't do it. I just put the egg and everything in with the cubes and shook it, and look, it's not frothy. It looks like a Tom Collins. Mm,
you got a little up top, but yeah, you're right.
Teeny bit on froth.
Crazy.
Yeah, not like 3 inches of froth.
Here
we go.
There must have been a reaction in there, Jeff, that caused more froth, but what would that reaction have been? Tastes good.
It still has that sour, astringent, smacky quality, huh?
Smacky. It's nice to smack.
Smacky. Clunking cubes and a smacky taste.
Oh, yeah. Here's the cubes.
Cubes.
Yeah, that's good. That's like a White Russian sound.
Mine is has the same taste as round one, but none of that frothy mouthfeel. It's just more like a Tom Collins.
This is a good drink.
Good ass drink. Is that your final thought, Mike?
It's an order again for me.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. Huh. And kind of, it's sort of like we're not jumping up and down saying, instant classic, Stone Cold classic. This is just like, it's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Can't a good drink just be good?
It should be popular. And keep in mind that this egg white, our recipe called for it, but you don't always have to make a gin fizz with egg white. So how is that not the crazy popular drink? Just like a gin sour with club soda. Like it's like a big Tom Collins. People should be drinking these.
Folks, you don't have to choose foam or bubbles. You can have both. Think about that. What about a what?
Jeff, you just had a great moment.
Okay, that'll be our out.
No. Do your thing. I'm just saying it was you had it.
I don't have anything. That's the thing.
But it was like, oh, it's just hanging there. That's our show. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck. They fucking ended it on that shit.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Plunk down the $5 and get double the pleasure every week.
Wow. Plunk ka-ching. Listen. It's that simple, folks.
Because you know on the Patreon, on the blowout, we take the governor off this thing. We really open it up.
We open it up.
Wang wow.
That's a good show. That's a real good show.
That's a show you're going to laugh at. You're going to share with your friends. What are you laughing at over there, dude? Oh, I'm laughing at the Sloppy Boys blowout.
Yeah. Don't be like one of these guys. What are you laughing at, dude? Nothing. Get your own. Mind your own business.
Yeah. No. Don't gatekeep the laughs.
Yeah.
Share the laughs.
Share the laughs. Share the love.
Yeah. Share the laughs and share the carafes of wine.
Yeah. Share the laughs and share the rafts. Unlike Rose in the end of Titanic,
She have helped him? She was so in love with him.
Man. She killed him. She killed him, dude.
She basically killed him because I think she saw this is the life I want, but it's so easy to let it go right now. I have every possible excuse. Who wouldn't believe me?
Yeah. Manslaughter
on the high seas.
Bye, folks.
Peace.
Come to Bottle Rocket in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, February 3rd to see Mike Hanford do an hour of stand-up comedy.